Hey, you're listening to China232.com. Hey guys, we're back, and hey Otis.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Anyway, today we're going to do a story. I'm going to tell a story, and that's going to practice your listening and ability, hopefully, for yourself to speak a story, to tell a story, because when you are, you know, in life and learning a new language, it's kind of hard to tell stories. So it's good practice to kind of hear how stories are told.
Right. It's difficult to explain a whole situation that happened. It's easy to say maybe one sentence, but a whole story is a lot more difficult. So we're going to try to practice this.
I think this one's pretty natural, so let's give it a go.
Here we go.
Yesterday afternoon, I went for that job interview. It was the worst experience in my life. For some reason, I put on my resume that I could speak Japanese, which is a total lie. The job had nothing to do with Japanese, so I guess I just thought I would put it down to make myself look more well-rounded. I never thought that they would actually test me on it. It turns out that the guy interviewing me had lived in Tokyo for 8 years. His Japanese was great. The first thing he said to me was something in Japanese, which I obviously did not understand. I felt so nauseous. I had absolutely no idea of what to do, so I just replied in English, "Hey, your Japanese is pretty good." He said, "Thanks, but what about you? It says here on your resume that you can speak it." I said, "Oh? Oh, that must have been a typo."
Okay, good. So that was an interesting story. It sounds like that person really got caught doing something they shouldn't have, right?
They say got caught. Don't get caught with your pants down.
Right. You definitely shouldn't do that.
That means don't get caught in a lie.
Right. Or don't get caught in a situation that you don't want other people to see you in.
Yeah. So you lied and you got burned.
Right.
You got burned for the lie.
Right. You got caught.
Yep. not good. Not good. But anyway, hey, he tried it.
Whatever.
You know, it can happen.
Okay. Let's go over some of the language points now in this, the story that you told.
Yeah. First one we've got is, for some reason, I said, for some reason, I put on my resume that I could speak Japanese.
Right. You just decided to do something for a reason you didn't think about it before. You just did it without thinking.
Yeah. Usually it's like a stupid thing that you do, right? And you just say, for some reason, like, I don't know why I did that, but there must have been a reason.
Right. You did it, so there must have been a reason.
Yeah,
right?
But for some reason, I don't know what it was. All right, can you think of any examples for some reason?
Yeah, this is a good example that's happened to me before. It's because I wasn't thinking.
You're never thinking.
Well, I don't sometimes. I was on a date with a girl, and she asked me how I look. And for some reason, I told her that she looked terrible in her clothes. So she felt very embarrassed. She didn't really want to talk to me anymore. And the rest of the date, we just sat in silence.
What? That is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, it happens. I mean, if you
never tell a girl that she doesn't look good, even if it's true.
I know. It's a lot of times if you don't think she looks good, it goes, what do you mean you don't look good? How could you not look good? Right?
Exactly.
You ask a question. You don't answer the question. You get away from it by asking other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move on to the second thing. At the end of that sentence, I said, I'll start it again. I said, for some reason, I put on my resume that I can speak Japanese, which is a total lie.
Right. A total lie here just means that it's completely untrue, 100% false.
Yeah. Right? Nothing is true about it. So your Japanese sucks. It's awful.
Right. You might not even be able to speak a word.
Right. So it's a total lie. Mm-hmm. Right. Nothing is true about it. Good. Let's move along to...
Well, let's talk about things. If it's not a total lie, you might say that you embellished a little or you stretched the truth. Like on a resume, often you act like, you know, you're a little bit better than you are. It's not a total lie, but...
You try to make yourself sound pretty cool and pretty smart.
Right. You want to make yourself sound as good as you can without completely lying anyways, right?
You don't want to completely lie, which this guy did.
Right. It's not a good idea.
But okay. Embellishing, you stretch the truth. Like you say, I was leading a team of workers when actually you weren't really doing that. Or, you were just kind of hanging out.
Well, and also when you're telling a story, it's more interesting if you tell your friends a story that's more exciting than it actually was. For example, I might say, oh, we had the best time ever last night. So many people, you know, everyone was talking to us. We were so cool. It was amazing, right? But it probably wasn't actually quite that good.
Yeah, you try to make yourself sound pretty cool.
It's more interesting that way if you say it like this. Okay, anyways, let's get moving on here. And another thing we talked about, you mentioned that it was obvious that you didn't understand, right?
Yeah. Let me read that sentence again. The first thing he said to me was something in Japanese, which I obviously didn't understand. So I'm using obviously here because earlier on in the story, I said, I don't understand any Japanese because it was a total lie.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's very obvious. It's very clear to the people listening.
Right. To the listener. It's very clear to the listener that it's obvious to them that you didn't understand anything.
Right. So I'm giving them. I'm saying the word obviously to let the listener know that I know that they're not stupid and they understand, right?
Exactly. Okay.
All right. And then I said I guess that the reason was because, you know, I said for some reason and then I don't know the reason. So then I had to guess at the reason. And I said, I guess the reason I wrote that I could speak Japanese was because I wanted to seem more well-rounded.
Right. You wanted to seem like a person that was good and knew about many different things. You weren't just focused on one area. Maybe it would show that you had more of an international, worldly view on things, right? If you could speak a few strange languages.
Yeah, so well-rounded is you're good in many different areas of life and you have many different kinds of experiences. You're a well-rounded person.
Right. You can also use well-rounded in one specific area. Like you can say I'm a well-rounded student, just meaning that you're good at all the subjects, not just math or not just English.
Yeah,
right?
Well-rounded in one area, like being a student. What's the opposite of that, actually? One-dimensional.
Right.
You don't want to be one-dimensional. Nauseous. I said, oh, I felt so nauseous.
Oh, I felt very sick, right? I didn't feel good at all.
But nauseous is a special kind of sick that means you feel like you are going to throw up.
Right, in your stomach, that feeling you get, you feel very weak and nervous, and it's a very awful feeling. It's different than having a cough or something, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it means you want to throw up that feeling in your right. stomach. It's mm-hmm. It's not good.
No, it's not.
And then I tried to lie again. And you know,
kind of the ending was very funny here.
Yeah. So at the end, he said, thanks, you know, but what about your Japanese? And then I said, oh, that must have been a typo.
Right.
So I'm covering my lie. I'm trying to.
But let's talk about what a typo is first. And the reason it's funny because a typo is just a small error in maybe like one letter mistake in your resume.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. So a typo is like a typing error, a typing mistake. So if you spell the word dog, D-D-O-G, nobody's going to do that, but maybe your finger made a mistake and pressed the D twice. That's a typo.
Right. You didn't completely check it over.
But nobody would say that. If you wrote, I speak Japanese,
right,
that's certainly not a mistake that you didn't mean to make.
Right. A whole sentence is not a typo.
Yeah.
And that's why it's funny.
So I covered the lie by nobody would ever believe that. So it's not really a typo. Understand that was a total joke.
Right.
Again. So anyway. Lots of stuff here and pretty good story.
Right. So I think you should probably have another listen if you didn't totally get everything.
Yeah. Listen again. It's good practice.
And then look at the reading material here on China232.com. And then we can talk about some different aspects of it as well.
All right. So we'll see you next time. Have a good one.
All right. See you guys.